This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, what can I tell you? It is the gift that keeps on giving, some sponsors. And that applies here. Because I have in this sponsor one of the best collaborators I've ever had when it comes to just, you know, being on the show with me and paneling and doing all the stuff that we do. Just cause we seem to mesh. And I am talking about Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, I know, and I'm very interested in this because I'm not involved in it at all. I should be. I need to be. But this is going to be educational for me because I know that your mind is on the VA and the VA is on your mind. And we're trying to get a new VA head, which tell me your thoughts on this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I'm really fired up this week. I've had this on my mind for days and I just get heated and heated and heated, and everybody around me says, oh, you simmer down, Lincoln, but I just can't help it. I just get upset. You know, there's a lot going on in national or international news that we could talk about right now. We could talk about the Waffle House shooter. We could talk about the recent shootings in Dallas. There's a lot to talk about. But this situation with the VA, it's really gotten to me, and I don't think it gets enough talk. I don't want to get lost in the details about this new appointee just yet, and we'll come back to that. But it's with this last guy, David Shulkin, that has been removed from heading the VA, and this charade of what's going on now with this new nomination. Now, I can't help but think that the VA, it's a disgrace. It is a national embarrassment. Every time we turn around, there's another scandal. There's another report of fraud, waste, and abuse. There's another secretary, you know, falling from grace. But it's always something. And the people that suffer are the veterans. And we should all, every single one of us, you, me, everybody, from the top down, left, right, no matter if you're on the left or right or whatever, should be ashamed. And it gets me, you know, really, really fired up. Now, it's tough to be so mad because things have changed so much in recent history. Now, and I'm very thankful to have served in recent history because the guys that served in Vietnam, they got treated like trash when they came home. And I don't want to, I'm trying very hard not to sound like, you know, a kid that is entitled with all these things. And here I am, you know, complaining about nothing. But that's not the case here. That is absolutely not the case. Now, there are a lot of people in society that feel very strongly about supporting vets. And on the flip side of the coin, there are quite a few people that just, you know, hate vets and hate the military. But I'm not going to waste my breath on them at all. I know that there was a time when vets got treated like trash. And now, every time you turn around, someone thanks me for my service. People want to buy you a cup of coffee. They, you know, want to be nice. And honestly, for me, that's tough. And I'm going to get choked up here for a second. Because it's really tough to have people thank me, because it really just kind of makes me feel ashamed when they thank me, because it makes me think of all the guys that didn't come home, the guys that really that paid the ultimate price and didn't get to come home, because those are the ones that really deserve the thanks. So, but I usually just nod my head and say thanks, I appreciate that. But I'll tell you what, as much as I know that it's in their heart and they're trying to, you know, be honest and genuine and show their appreciation, it's an awesome thing. But if I had to choose between the two, society as a whole supporting the vets and being good to them and showing appreciation, or the government honoring their word and commitment to vets, I would choose the latter.
Let's impress upon the public about this. When you go to a recruiter and he's selling you the military, because most people go to the recruiter because they want to join the military anyway. But the recruiters, they have they're just like anything else. They have to perform. Recruiting duty is pretty good duty, I guess, and it's also part of career development and everything else for senior NCOs. So they start selling you the military. One of the things that they sell you is this list of benefits you're going to get. And one of these things is the VA.
And you hit the nail on the head, Bill, because you said benefit.
Yep.
The VA is not a welfare program. It's not a handout. The services offered to veterans through the VA is an earned benefit. And those benefits don't come cheap, and they damn sure don't come for free. And many veterans have paid very, very dearly to earn those benefits. Missing a limb, loss of eyesight, bullet holes, shrapnel wounds, just the list goes on and on and on. So to say anything other than it is a contract that we signed with the government when we enlisted. And the government isn't honoring their part of the contract.
They're in default.
Absolutely.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. When you're in the military, they talk to you about education after the military, this, that, the other after the military. That's why you go in. And combat veterans, peacetime veterans, we give the military and the country one thing we cannot get back. If we survive our time in the service, we give them our time. We give them our years. We give them our youth. And I think it's a very small thing in exchange for them to figure out how to deliver. They have. Did you see that thing where I think he was a World War II vet and he was having some sort of an issue breathing, and these nurses came in, were laughing about him and everything else,
right.
And then he expired. He died.
Right, he died.
And you know what? these old guys from America's Greatest Generation, in their time, they were kings on the battlefield. They were absolute demons in combat. And to not give them the credit they're due, to not give you the credit they're due, to not give me the credit I'm due.
And I don't want to be misleading. When you say credit, I don't need a pat on the back. I don't need anything special. All I want is what was guaranteed to me.
Right, right.
And every other veteran.
When I say credit where it's due, I mean...
I know what you mean, but I want everybody to understand what you mean.
Yeah. Just because we were enlisted, that doesn't mean we were not intelligent. Most enlisted men are very highly intelligent young fellows that are out there doing just a bushel load of jobs in all kinds of fields. And we deliver. We come in on our side of the bargain. And the government fails us when we take the uniform off. It's pathetic. For me, I have to watch myself because I'm FCC regulated, but I could get right hot about it real quick. I completely understand your pain. I'm just older, and it's, for me, I've had to let it simmer over time.
Well, I think I've let it simmer quite a bit, and I'm at that one of those moments where every once in a while I just feel like I'm blowing up, and this is definitely one of those moments.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm hopeful. The problem with this is all of this bureaucracy and all this other nonsense that's in there, and all these people that have these career jobs and all this other junk.
I can go on and on. As soon as we come back from the break, I'll tell you how I really feel.
Okay, just remember, please be nice.
Never, of course.
Hey. Pipe Hitters Union is apparel born out of, it takes a lot of emotion for somebody to go and give his time to the service, to the military, to your country. That takes a lot of emotional, a lot of emotional dedication. And you can wear it. And you don't have to be one of us to wear it. If it's in your heart. Check them out at Pipe Hitters Union. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to young Lincoln Osiris, and yes, you are young to me, from Pipe Hitters Union, and we are talking about the VA. Now, I'm not enrolled in the VA. I presume you are.
I am.
So, I've heard some of the things about the VA, but I mean, what kind of scandals have hit the VA that you just sit back as, I mean, it's waiting for me to come sign up for it, but you're already in the system. When you see this, tell me about the VA.
All right. We'll get to some scandals, but I'll tell you what. So things have gotten better. Things have absolutely gotten better over the years. But they've only gotten as good as I think they could possibly get, and they still are kind of substandard. It's a nice way to put it, knowing that we're on a family show.
Right.
But I'll throw out some stats to you. In 2015, one in every six critical VA jobs were unfilled. Now, since then, they've made some headway, but there are shortages everywhere. In 2016, in the Arizona section of the VA, thousands of patients were backlogged. And what they ended up doing was many patients died while waiting for their health care. They just couldn't get health care fast enough. Now, there were numerous reports that surfaced that supervisors were actually instructed to falsify patient wait times in at least seven states so that they could get their bonuses. They zeroed out veteran wait times so that they could collect their bonuses. They falsified these wait times to prevent vets from getting VA-funded care in the private sector. So how the VA works is that if they can't get you in 30 days, they've got to send you out into the private sector. But right. They would falsify these reports and zero out your time so that you wouldn't end up – so they didn't have to pay for you to go out into the private sector. Now, there are tons of internal documents that have come to light that show that there were threats to patient safety. And these numbers have soared in recent years. Now, here's an example. In Washington, D.C., the VA Inspector General issued an emergency report last year saying that patients were in imminent danger at that specific hospital. The facility had dirty, sterile storage areas, and routinely they were running out of critical supplies. Now, check this out. The hospital director was removed, and a team was sent in to fix the problem, but a report was released later that said all the officials at every level knew about the problem, and they had known about it for years. Now, it gets so much – like, these are just a few of a specific incidents. But
– Can I ask you a question?
Biggest problem – go ahead. Please, ask me a question.
So, like, if I go there, if I'm in the VA system and I go there and I say, I'd like to be seen just for this – for my elbow. And then I wait 30 days. Do they give me, like, a slip saying this is your appointment?
Okay, how it works is with the VA, you've got to have a, your normal general practitioner. You've got to have that doctor that oversees your care.
Right.
They will then refer you out like a normal doctor would for specialties.
Right.
I'll tell you what, that what I was about to get into, I think is the biggest problem of all, and it leads to the issue of getting the proper care.
Right.
Not only the VA hires some really, really good people, great people inside. Like there are extremely like motivated and committed and very, very smart people that work at the VA. But no matter how committed someone is, they're working in a broken system. And the system's like plagued by scandals, as I said, or waste and mismanagement. And they're beaten down by this system. And over time, they're either going to fall in step with that system or they leave. But either way, if they fall in step with the system, it's just business as usual and it's the same broken system. And if they leave, it's business as usual and the same broken system. But it starts at the top and all the way from the top. So we've had secretary after secretary after secretary, and they all get relieved for some kind of crazy shenanigans. So this last guy, David Shulkin, he just recently got relieved because he was spending taxpayer money flying his wife around and staying in lavish hotels while on official business. Now they're talking about replacing him with the White House doctor. Now, this is a really, really big – this is why I've been so fired up lately. So the VA is very, very important. I served with great people, and they deserve better. They deserve something that's going to work. But it starts at the top, and that is the biggest issue. So if the people at the top are fostering this system of laziness and mediocrity, it's never going to get any better. So they hire people that are not only unqualified, but have felonies. Like, they recently, there was a report of a psychologist, I believe, that had been fired from a previous job for sexual misconduct. But the VA took him, and guess what? They ended up having to fire him for sexual misconduct. Malpractice. I bet you didn't know this, but for 15 years, the VA did hire people that had revoked licenses and could not get medical malpractice insurance. But the VA could still hire them. Why? Because they don't need medical malpractice insurance when they work for the VA. And it was the low-hanging fruit. It was the place that you could go if you were a doctor and you couldn't practice anywhere else. Well, you go to the VA. So now you've got all these just, I'm trying to choose a really good word that I can't use, but you've got these not-so-good doctors, we'll put it that way, that are
bottom feeders.
Sure, that are responsible now for the health of the vets. Now, at the VA, the morale is at the lowest that it could possibly be, and understandably so. It's actually measured, and it's one of the lowest of all agencies. But as I said, it's full of good men and women, but the culture is horrible. And as I said, if they can't solve the problem, the system's never going to get any better. And why do I say that this is happening? Because they treat the secretary positions at the VA like an ambassadorship to Switzerland. You think the ambassador to Switzerland's doing anything important? No, he's on a vacation. And who gets those jobs? Whoever gave the most money to this guy, or whoever donated so much money to this campaign, or whatever the case may be. And right. I truly feel that they use the secretary position at the VA as a way to pay back their buddies. Oh, let's just put Jim over here in this position because it's not important. He's just a figurehead anyway. But it all starts from the top. And the crazy thing is now they want to put in this doctor. Now, don't get me wrong. He was an admiral in the Navy.
Hang on. I'll tell you what. We got 15 seconds left. Hang on to that. We'll get back because this is I want to know about this. I don't know nothing about this guy. You sound like
I will tell you when we come back.
There you go. PipeHittersUnion.com. Go buy the stuff. Wear the stuff. We want you. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Pitters Union. He was getting ready to tell me about this Yahoo. This nominee for the next VA secretary.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't think he's a Yahoo. I think he's probably a fantastic guy. And I know he's a fantastic doctor. But what business does he have running the VA? So he's a rear admiral in the Navy. He's been the White House physician since 2006. So he's been there for a while. Now, before that, he ran, I want to believe, like a surgical trauma unit in Iraq. Okay. So he's done the dance. He's graduated at the top of his class with honors and did all these fine things. And I'm sure he saved a ton of lives. And he's probably a fantastic guy. But we don't need a doctor. We're a surgeon running the VA. We need an administrator. I mean, do you realize that almost all physician-owned hospitals end up selling or going out of business within just a few years of starting? Why? Because they're great at being doctors. They're not good at being administrators. So what happens? Big healthcare networks come in, and they buy these physician-owned hospitals up. And let the doctors go back to being doctors. And then they have administrators running it. So once again, it kind of comes back to, hey, let's just throw this guy a bone and put him in this position. It doesn't really matter, and let him be a figurehead and make some good money. Kind of like just put him out to pasture and do a thing. But no, like, it's ridiculous. And if you want to change the climate, you want to change the way things are done there, well, it's got to start from the top. Now, I'm going to get back to your question now, Bill.
Sure.
You said, what's it like when you go in there? Well,
right.
When you go in there, you deal with people that don't want to be there. Why? Because either they've fallen into that system and they've just been beaten down by the system and they know there's nothing that they can do to solve the problem, or you've got somebody that's on their way out because they don't want to be there. Every once in a while, you're going to find somebody that's new there and they think they're going to change the world. But of course, it just doesn't happen. Now, don't get me wrong. I have met many, many good people there, but they're the few and far between. They're the exception to the rule. But no matter how good they want to do, it's not going to change the system. And now they see a certain number of people. I tell you what, when I walk around the VA, more often than not, it seems like I see people just sitting around on their computer and not really seeing patients. They've got their schedule set up the way that it is. You know, they don't take walk-ins. So somebody misses an appointment, well, that's just 30 minutes that they're going to be sitting on their rear end. Like, when you walk around, it seems like the people that are there are waiting for hours and hours and hours to be seen while people are just, you know, doing nothing. So it's very, very frustrating in that sense. And it could be fantastic. Now, I hear a lot of people, they'll say stuff like, you know, the veterans deserve the best. Well, no, we don't. I don't think I deserve anything better than the next guy. But I will say I don't deserve the worst. And that's what I truly feel the VA is. Now, if I had no other option, well, I'd go to the VA. But if I had any other option, it wouldn't be the VA. And that is just cold, hard, honest truth. And it could be so much better if they funded it correctly, they put people in the position to administer it correctly, and they let them do their job, and they supported them in that. But that's not what happened.
Let me ask you a question about when you go in there, though, because that 30-day thing, you told me, like, if you go in there after they can't get you in 30 days, they're supposed to send you to a civilian doctor. Is that right?
Correct.
So do I have anything from them when I go in there stating, okay, your appointment is on the 1st. Today is the 1st, so we're going to get you in here on the 1st. And then when the 1st comes, if I have that in my hand and they say, oh, no, your appointment is not till next month, can I look at them and say, well, you're lying, and I want you to send me to a civilian doctor now. I don't even like coming to doctors at all, and so the fact that I've come to you indicates I need to see a doctor, and I didn't need to wait for 30 days. I certainly don't need to wait for 60.
I'll tell you this, Bill. Now, I'm sure there are some people out there, and if I'd love for somebody to call me up and have this conversation with me, but there are probably a handful of people out there that can really, really navigate this system and know it extremely well. But it's so big, it's so bureaucratic, it's got so much red tape that most people, even myself, kind of get lost in the system. So right. Just recently, about a week and a half ago, I got a phone call from the VA that said, hey, we need to make an appointment for you. And I said, great, let's get it done. And they said, well, I'm not the one to make the appointment for you. Somebody's going to call you in 4 or 5 days and make that appointment. Well, it's been a week and a half now. So nobody has even called me to make the appointment. So I don't think the last week and a half even goes toward that 30 days. So I think that they're buying time to get me an appointment within the 30 days from the time that guy calls me to make the appointment. Now, I don't know this to be the fact. I could be all wrong, but I can tell you that's how it feels.
Right.
And if you want to call somebody and talk to somebody, yeah, they've got a couple people at each hospital, you know, the patient advocate. But that guy, man, he's just checking a block. I've been to see the patient advocate a few times over the last, you know, decade, and it's a waste of time. It's a waste of breath. And I truly feel that's why most veterans just feel forgotten and they feel pushed to the side by the VA, because it is, they don't have a personal relationship with their doctor like they should. They're hard to get in to see. When you do want to see them, you know, it takes forever to get that appointment. There's no like, hey, can I call in and get an appointment on Tuesday? No, it doesn't work that way. I think it is an old, outdated, antiquated system that could use a complete and total overhaul. It's just tired. Now, when you see these VA medical facilities, a lot of them are brand new multi-million dollar beautiful buildings, but when you walk in, it's just the same old song and dance by a bunch of tired people that don't want to be there. it's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. And I feel very confident. I try very hard to speak for myself and only for myself, but I feel very confident that I can speak for a tremendous number of veterans and say that they're just as frustrated as I am, and the system is broken and it needs a fix. And there's no way. The only reason I'm still fired up in the first place over this is, I mean, who cares? Somebody gets fired, somebody gets hired, but the guy gets fired for, you know, fraud, you know, wasting taxpayer money, you know, taking his wife around on, you know, trips throughout Europe. Okay. And then they're going to replace him with a doctor that's, you know, like I said, he's probably a great guy, but he's got no business running an entire healthcare network for veterans across the country. Like, really? Like, what made you qualified to do that, buddy?
I know we were going to go in a direction in this part of the show, but I got a question for you regarding this in the next segment. I really like your opinion on this, simply because in some of these positions, see, I'm not in the VA, but everything you're telling me about the VA, and especially the part where you're like, well, what's this guy going to do? I get that. I get that is as a very valid point. So I have a couple of questions I want to ask you, just for your opinion, of course. And I mean,
absolutely.
I guess I'm going to probably start. I guess after this discussion, after the NRA meetup, I'm probably going to get into the VA system myself and see how it goes. I'm feeling a little combative, but you know, that's why I'm in my profession. But for those of you out there, Pipe Hitters Union, this is the attitude of a bunch of people that woke up one morning and said, while I stand on this line, you can sleep good. I got it. And you can be a part of that. PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. I have a question for you.
I'm all ears. What's up, okay. Bill?
Should the VA, considering the uniqueness of the VA's mission, which is not combat, it's, administrations come and go, but the military chain of command remains pretty constant, except for the guys that get hired in the Pentagon, that kind of stuff. But should the Pentagon head not be an appointee by the president? Should that be part of the military chain of command? Or should that be something we elect?
Should the Secretary of the VA be an elected position appointed by the president, or should it fall under the military? Is that what you're asking?
Right.
All right.
Given their mission and all this other stuff, and the way I suspect it's pretty much it is a lot like ambassadorships where, hey, listen, I really appreciate your help on that, Skippy. I know you just have a lot of money and no common sense whatsoever. Tell you what, how about you become the VA secretary? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what. I don't think, and I haven't really thought through this, so your guys out there that are listening, if anybody disagrees or maybe I'm missing a point, try not to lambaste me too bad. But I am always open to conversation and, constructive criticism, for sure. It's how you grow. But I don't think it should fall under the military at all. I really don't. When you're gone, you're gone. When you leave the military, I truly feel as if this is a way to transition. Now, and everybody that leaves the military doesn't end up in the VA system. A lot of guys, people in the military have served in very different ways. We all have different jobs and we all have different roles and we all do different things. So it's not uncommon for someone to have served, 3 or 4 years and get out and not have any issues and not end up in the VA system. Now, most people have some kind of an issue and some people have significant issues. But I think it's nice to have transitioned away from the military, but the people that that work with the VA, I think it's important for them to understand, have some kind of military background and understand, because it helps them to understand veterans, because veterans are very different than just, you know, someone that hasn't served in many ways. So I think it's important to have a system that understands, you know, who the veteran is and why they are the way that they are. Should it be elected? No, I don't think so. And the reason I say that is because many people that would vote on that know nothing about military service and know
nothing
about being a
veteran.
That did occur to me.
Yeah.
So I think it would be weird to say, well, you can only vote if you're a veteran. Well, that'd be kind of weird too. But I don't mind it being a nominated position. That said, I think that they should be, I say they, I think the president should be smarter when nominating that position and not use it as a political poker chip or a way to hook up his buddy or one of his, you know, campaign donors. You know, we have busted our rear ends, veterans. You know, we've gone out for more than a decade now, for 15 years now, and have warred all around the world in the name of the United States. And to get back and be given substandard health care because the system is jacked up, and the system is jacked up because you can't put anybody in charge of it that can get it whipped into shape. Spend the money, fund the system, and spend the money. If it costs you $1 million or $2 million a year to bring in a CEO of an amazing healthcare network somewhere in America that has turned things around and has got a track record of running a healthcare network, a couple $1 million a year is a drop in the bucket to turn a system like this around. I can tell you what, there's probably tens of millions of dollars a year just lost through fraud, waste, and abuse. And if you brought in a good administration to run the VA, I think even if you paid them very, very handsomely, what they could get equivalent in the private sector, it would still save you money in the long run. I just think these guys need to see the forest through the trees and quit using what's this system that is so important to so many people, all of us veterans, and using it as a, you know, this one seat as a bargaining chip. And that is how I really feel.
When you were talking about that, the first thing that came to my mind, as much as I don't like, I've actually had lunch with this guy. He ran for president. He lost to Obama. The descriptor almost sounds like Mitt Romney. Because, you know, he went in and saved the Olympics. The Olympics was full of glut and everything else, and he is a great administrator, but he's not a doctor. Would somebody like that knows how to run it, you know, run an organization, would somebody like that meet the bill, you think?
And I'll be honest, I don't care what their political views are. I don't care, you know, where they come from. I don't care if they're black, white, brown, you know, yellow or red. Like, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Just get somebody in there that can clean up the system and take care of the vets. That's it. And not because I feel like I'm, you know, any better than the next guy. Not because, you know, only because it was guaranteed to me. It was guaranteed to every vet the day that we sat down and signed our name to the bottom line and signed our name to the dotted line and put it all out there. I mean, we put it on the line, and now it's just what's owed to us. And I hate to say, well, you owe me. But, you know, in this case, yeah, it's not just me. I feel like I say it for every veteran. The government owes us, and it's a contract. Just honor your word, honor your commitment, do what's right, and fix this broken, tired system.
Well, when we see each other in Dallas, I'll be and I'm sure I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. But in this particular business that I'm in, when I used to do straight up political talk, and I would hang. I was in the seat of South Carolina government. I was in Columbia, South Carolina. I would get around those guys, and I'd hang out with them, and I would see the way they regarded whatever they were in charge of doing. And I would get a little despondent. I'd get a little depressed. I'd get a little angry. I'd be thinking, you know, I'm not gonna go hang myself with a fire hose off the nearest overpass. I'm gonna fight these guys. I'm gonna keep calling attention to what they do and what they don't do and what they promise to do. And I don't get very many of them to come on the show.
Well, you know what though, Bill? Every time there's another scandal or some other report comes to, you know, surfaces and it hits the news, they have a press conference, somebody stands up a podium, says they fired somebody, there's a little bit of, hey, I'm sorry, we're going to fix it, and then guess what? It's business as usual, and yep. Nothing gets fixed.
Yep.
Exactly. It's going to take a big mouthpiece. It's going to take somebody with deep pockets. It's going to take a lot of trees to shake. It's going to take a lot of noise. And I'll be honest, I sit back and I go, man, I don't know how to, you know, I'd be happy to get involved in that. I'd be happy to throw money at that, but I don't, you know, I wouldn't even know where to start. And I think the best place to start is just, we need somebody to be assigned to that top seat, that secretary position that knows what they're doing, has a track record and can just turn it around from the top down. And we shouldn't have to scream and fight to get that.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're about to run out of time. Mr. Osiris and I will be hanging out in Fort Worth here very shortly, so you'll be seeing some of that.
I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we're going to do a little remote stuff. We're going to do some recorded remote stuff, you and I.
There are going to be quite a few people there that we're going to be talking to.
There you go. I've got a set up, brother. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me this evening. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.